It's Saturday, November the 14th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, American election wrangling continues and COVID-19 flares in Delhi. First, the week in brief. President Donald Trump made his first public statement since the election was called against him 1 week ago and referred obliquely to an incoming administration that might not be his own. He stopped short of conceding defeat, however, even as his legal challenges to the result bogged down. Meanwhile, as Joe Biden's lead in both the Electoral College and the popular vote continued to grow, a group of federal, state, and election officials described the election as the most secure in American history. The Republican National Committee said it would spend $20 million for 600 staffers to fight twin Senate runoff races in Georgia to be held on January 5th. Joe Biden flipped the state in the presidential contest. Democrats need both of its seats to achieve a 50-50 split of the Senate. That would give Mr. Biden's vice president, Kamala Harris, the tie-breaking vote. Delhi reported an alarming jump in COVID-19 numbers with more than 7,000 new infections and 104 deaths on Thursday. India has reported an easing of its caseload, but the capital's heavy smog is thought to be exacerbating the outbreak there. Delhi's air is typically awful during this season, soon to be worsened by the fireworks of the Diwali holiday. Thousands of people took to the streets in Minsk, the capital of Belarus, after the killing of Roman Bondarenko, an anti-government protester, allegedly at the hands of security forces. The government of Alexander Lukashenko, widely considered to have stolen the recent election, says Mr. Bondarenko was drunk and died in a scuffle with other civilians. Amid rumours of a power struggle, Dominic Cummings, Boris Johnson's chief adviser, is leaving his job. He said on Thursday night that he would depart this year. Pictures of him carrying a cardboard box out of 10 Downing Street on Friday prompted reports that he was already going. His departure follows that of Lee Kane, the Prime Minister's Director of Communications. Both men played leading parts in the campaign led by Mr. Johnson to leave the EU. Gig workers in Britain won a victory as the High Court ruled they should be entitled to the same health and safety provisions as employees. The Independent Workers of Great Britain, a union, argued that the government should have provided members with personal protective equipment during the pandemic. The court agreed, saying that the term workers should include those in the gig economy. And Swire, one of Hong Kong's most famous colonial-era groups, was removed from the benchmark Hang Seng stock index. It was replaced by Meituan Dianping, a Chinese food delivery app reflecting corporate Hong Kong's shift towards the mainland. Swire's businesses, including Cathay Pacific, have been hit hard by both the pandemic and upheaval in Hong Kong. Its shares have dropped by 35% this year.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.